And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
That's right, we're into the top 10 of earshot-online.com, and this is the Earshot 20. We're counting down these charts every week. I'm Anthony Edmond, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic. He's also got some information for you if you head on over to the website where we get the charts.
Earshot is the national campus and community radio report published every week at earshot-online.com, where you can find the entire national top 50 as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations. You can also find specialty charts, reviews, interviews, and loads more.
It's magical. Just like Santa.
Yeah.
All kinds of goodies.
Don't talk about Santa Claus. It's May.
Oh yeah, I guess. What's a summer mythical creature I can talk about?
Sammy Sunburn.
All right, I'll take it. Sammy Sunburn. Hope you're having a good time out there, Sammy Sunburn.
I don't have any more.
No?
I thought I did, but...
Okay. Wendy Weather? No? I guess Weather's every...
Sandy Sandcastle?
Oh.
Sandy Castle. That's her name.
Sandy Castle. That's good. All right. And if you want to get in touch with
Copyright.
Us, you can do so a few ways. Earshot20@gmail.com. You can also Facebook us at facebook.com/earshot20. And you can find us on Twitter at earshot20 as our handle. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to get in contact. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist, we want to feature you on this show. And we'll do so by giving you an interview. Plus, we will spin some tunes from your latest release or whatever you're working on. So please reach out to us. In this hour of the program, Stephen Karlick is going to join us again. We've got the top 10 plus. Brian's going to give you kind of an insight as to what's debuting on the charts below the top 20. And we will start it all off with number 10.
At number 10, up for number 16, it's Future Islands. Their latest is called Singles, and you're going to hear a track called Sun in the Morning to start off the hour. At number 9, down to number 3, it's Tokyo Police Club and Beaches from Forcefield. And Adonis sits still at number 8 this week. The latest is called Hard Boiled, Soft Boiled, and you're going to hear a track called Breathing Hard.
I picked this very first one because it is one of my favorite things about summer. You wake up and there is sun in the morning.
I thought you were talking about Breathing Hard.
No.
I was confused.
No, the first one. Although Breathing Hard, also a reality sometimes in my life. It's Future Islands, your number 10 this week. Stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
Oh, feeds me daily soul. She feeds me daily soul. She talks right to my soul.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9. We'll be right back.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Breathing Hard by Adonis. Adonis sitting still at number 8 this week is their latest Hard Boiled, Soft Boiled. Before that, number 9, down from number 3, it was Tokyo Police Club and Beaches from Force Field. And at number 10, from number 16, starting off this hour of the program, was Future Islands from Singles, Sun in the Morning. And Anthony was talking about his summer theme. Well, you also chose a song called Beaches.
I did. And what do I love more than sun in the morning on the beach? Soft-boiled or hard-boiled eggs. I don't care. Because
do you? Because that's weird. No. I feel like you're just making that up.
Breakfast on a beach in the morning.
That sounds awful.
Why?
You get sand all over your things.
Oh, come on.
No one eats breakfast on the beach.
I have. I've eaten breakfast on the beach. I think it's so nice. It's nice to sit out and enjoy. You hear the crash of the waves, the sun beating down on you, and when you're outside in the sun eating your breakfast, your food doesn't get cold as fast because the sun's there to warm it up. It's like...
But then you'll get salmonella poisoning.
No, you not unless you... what am I, taking 4 hours to eat it?
I don't know.
The sun is the world's natural microwave.
No one's ever said that. No one says that.
You heard it here first. This is where things are. This is where ideas are born, this radio show. It's the Earshot 20, and we're counting down now. We're into the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Edman, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic. And in just a few minutes, another voice joining us again in this hour, Stephen Karlick, will be back to chat a little bit more, chatting about Jack White. He's been a topic of conversation now for the past couple of weeks. He set a record on Record Store Day. That's a record. By putting out the quick, or he's hoping to set a record. I guess it's not official yet, but putting out the fastest release on Record Store Day. And he did it in under 4 hours. That's playing a live show, live off the floor recording, pressed, signed, sealed, delivered to the fans. That's pretty impressive.
It's pretty cool.
It's impressive indeed.
Speaking of Stephen Karlick, I was in Toronto and I never even thought to go say hello Stephen Karlick.
Shame on you.
Until the last day, and then I realized it was an hour away.
Shame on
you. Their office, and I wasn't going to be able to make it.
Do you know what?
I don't know. I didn't think about that.
I'm going to Toronto, quite potentially, in August on a work venture that I actually might stop in and say hello. And actually meet Stephen in the flesh.
You could record it there.
Actually take a recorder and be like, all right, Steven, let's do this live right off the floor. Brian's going to call us in just a couple minutes, and we're going to do it live.
Yeah, I did go to see the Scope at Ryerson, though.
Oh, yeah?
And check out their studios.
Nice.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It was nice to meet them. They air the show.
Very cool.
One of the days of the week. They air the show on Mondays at 11 a.m.
All right. Well, thank you very much to the Scope for airing this program, and of course all the stations that air the Earshot 20. We thank them very much for carrying the program. All right, we will continue the countdown now and move along, because of course we'll introduce Steven coming up, but we can't do that until we get through a couple more tracks. Brian's gonna let you know what's coming up next.
And number 7, all the way up from number 32, is Ott and their new record is called More Than Any Other Day, and here's a track called The Weather Song.
I think you ought to like it. It's the Earshot 20.
Pushing.
to the Earshot 20. Number 6.
Sex and never makes you feel hollow. Good sex and never makes you feel clean. Good sex, it's gonna get you with a fun line. Good sex, it's gonna die with all my needs. But I'm still breathing with you, baby. Yeah, I'm still breathing with you, babe. Good sex, it's gonna take you in the highlight. Good sex, it's gonna take you actually. Good sex, it's gonna get you in the fun line. Good sex, it's gonna die on the knee.
Good Sex by Kevin Drew. His latest is at number 6, down for number 4, and it's called Darlings. And starting off that set at number 7 up from 32 was Ott from their album More Than Any Other Day, a track called The Weather Song.
It's the Earshot 20, and it wouldn't be the second hour of the program without catching up with our friend from Exclaim Magazine, Stephen Karlick, senior editor over there, to continue our conversation about what's happening in the world of music and entertainment. And we're going to kick this hour of the conversation off with, or this hour in our conversation, with Jack White and talking about his Ultra LP.
Yeah, Jack White seems to come up a lot in this segment, but he's a very newsworthy figure. A few weeks ago and last week, I was talking about his Record Store Day thing where he was trying to beat the record for the fastest released album, which he turned around in 3 hours or so. This week, it's that he's releasing his new album, Lazaretto, as many of you know, in a unique Ultra LP format is the news here. In addition to the album's 11 songs, the 180-gram LP will include 2 vinyl-only bonus tracks, which are actually hidden beneath the center label. So if you peel it back, you'll be able to hear the songs. One of the bonus tracks plays at 78 RPM, which vinyl aficionados will know is how you used to play sort of classical LPs when they were still made with acetate instead of the vinyl that we make it with now. The other is at 45 RPM. Since the rest of the album plays at a standard 33 and a third RPM, that means the record plays at 3 separate speeds. You'll need a fancy record player to play that one. And that's not it. It's really insane. Side A includes part of the wax not containing any music and instead has a hand-etched hologram by Tristan Duke of Infinity Light Science, the first of its kind on a vinyl record, according to a press release. Side B has a matte finish that apparently has the appearance of an unplayed 78 RPM record. The side's opening cut uses what's called dual groove technology, which means it will play either an electric or an acoustic intro to the song Just One Drink, depending on where your needle falls in the dual groove. So you might hear an acoustic guitar intro to the song or an electric guitar intro to the song, and it might be different every time. But the rest of the song is the same. Anyway, it's all very exciting, very, very different, very out there.
Where does he come up with this stuff? He's got a creative mind.
For sure, and I mean, to be a Jack White fan and a vinyl aficionado must be very exciting, very interesting, very stressful if you're a completist trying to keep up with it all. But he's done, like, he's had his triple-decker record where it was like a record inside a record if he popped it open. He's done it all. He had a few years ago, he did a record, or was it Record Store Day? He did something where he put 7 inches on, or rather flexi discs, which are even smaller 7 inches, thinner 7 inches, attached them to balloons and let the balloons go, and wherever they popped and fell, that's where fans could pick them up. So he's done it all.
Well, interesting, and always keeps everybody guessing as to what's coming with Jack White. So that's pretty cool, and you can look for that when the LP drops. And we're gonna move on now and talk a little bit, kind of a double story here for Robin and Royksopp.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of Robin. I think she makes some of the best pop music out there. Definitely a cult figure. She's not a mainstream, like she doesn't appear on radio, which is sort of baffling. But she's teaming up. She's teamed up with Royksopp before for a one-off single on one of their albums called The Girl and the Robot. It's a fantastic song. Later this month in May, they'll be coming out with a mini LP or an EP, depending on how you look at it. It's 5 songs long. I think I've talked about it before. It will be out May 27th via Arts and Crafts. The news today is that not only have they dropped a first single for it, which is called Do It Again, the same title as the EP, they've also announced a small handful of West Coast dates, as well as a few dates on the eastern part of the continent. There's one Toronto gig, which is so far the only gig announced in Canada, but there should be more coming. I mean, they've been announcing them very slowly. New York and L.A. were mentioned a long time ago. Toronto just got announced. So there should be more on the way for Canadians. So keep an eye out for that for sure.
All right. Very interesting stuff. Check it out at exclaim.ca for all the latest music news, albums, and tracks. Stephen, always a pleasure to chat with you. And we'll turn it over to you for your song pick of the week.
So this week, this is a song I can't stop playing. Arbutus Records, who has previously put out records by Grimes and by Doldrums and by Sean Nicholas Savage and others, as well as Blue Hawaii, have just signed their first act in over 2 years. Her name is Lydia Ainsworth. She has an album coming out June 10th called Right From Real, and it's part one of a 2-album series. The first single is called White Shadows. It's excellent. You need to hear it, and you're going to, right now on Earshot Radio.
Earshot Extra. Thank you. Air with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20. Number 5.
It starts right now. That's the way I was before. But I can't recall how it was those days anymore. I'm learning how to be here and nowhere else. I focus on what I can do myself. I'm not telling you all I'm going through. I'm not telling you all I'm going through. Not telling you all I'm going through. I feel fine, fine. I'm not telling you all I'm going through. Not telling you all I'm going through. Not telling you all I'm going through. I feel fine. And leaving all the memory of what we did when we were young. And now you could just leave me.
I sold my soul to the rock.
The Earshot 20.
That was Sell Your Soul by Pink Mountaintops. They're at number 4 all the way up from number 24, and their new record is called Get Back. And sitting still at number 5 before that is Cloud Nothings, Here and Nowhere Else. There you heard a track called I'm Not Part of Me. And before that you heard Stephen Karlik's pick this week, Lydia Ainsworth, and a track called White Shadows.
All great tunes, and now we're coming up to it. We're getting pretty close to the end of the program. We'll take a break from the charts now and give you a segment that we like to do every week. We didn't have it actually for the last couple weeks, just because I'm not nearly as brilliant as Brian is about finding out information.
There was only one debut last week anyway.
Oh, really? Well, yeah. There you go.
I talked to Kim about it.
Okay. So she must have been kind of stressed out, was she? That she didn't get to do it. It's a segment that we like to introduce all of the debuts below the top 20, and we call this...
It's the Lowdown on the Earshot 20.
12 debuts this week below the top 20. Juno Award-winning East Coast artist Megan Smith returns with a new pop approach on album number 3, Have a Heart, which debuts at number 50. At number 48, 20-year Canadian ska veterans, the Planet Smashers are back with their 8th album, Mixed Messages, which promises more of the Planet Smashers' patented blend of two-tone ska, new wave, punk rock, and pop sensibilities. Winner in the Wolves is Seattle rapper Greaves' 4th album, coming in at number 47. Cracking the charts, number 44 is Woods and their 6th album of psychedelic folk rock entitled With Light and With Love. Toronto Twosome Cattle are back with The Shaken House, their latest album of gritty rootsy numbers, at number 42. And number 37 is Montreal's Jeff Barbara, whose 2nd solo album Soft to the Touch was released last September, but has received a late resurgence of late. Aviator's Slasher Flicks is the new project from the founding member of Animal Collective. Together with Angel Dara Dorian and Jeremy Hyman, their debut experimental pop album, Enter the Slasher House, debuts at number 35. Swedish-Canadian outfit Thus Owls have released their latest album, Turning Rocks, and the album charts at number 33. At number 30 is Montreal-based electro-indie-pop outfit Pip Paff Hangover and their debut album, Curly Love, which follows 5 years of performances and only one standalone EP. The Grand Door is the latest from Montreal lo-fi punk rockers Jesus Les Filles, and it comes in at number 29. And number 22 is Education, Education, Education and War, the 5th album of pop rock from Leeds-based band Kaiser Chiefs. And rounding out the lowdown at number 21 is Death, whose 3rd album, aptly titled 3, is filled with archival songs from the 1970s Detroit proto-punk power trio, with tracks recorded in 1975, 1976, 1980, and 1992.
All kinds of albums there that could make their way into the top 20 over the next few weeks. That's a lot of debuts this week.
A lot of new stuff.
It's crazy
stuff.
We are
into the peak, if you will, of like summer, of summer releases.
The season. Tis the season, because this is when albums go out and then tours begin.
Mm-hmm.
This is how tours are born, if you're ever wondering how music babies get made. That's how it happens. All right, we're going to continue the countdown and 3 more tracks to bring you. Before this hour is complete, Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 3.
For number 6, it's Chad Van Galen. His latest on Flemish Eye is called Shrink Dust. Here's a track called All Will Combine.
We can watch the sun slip over top of it, all the noise wiped out as we fall under its spell, and my mind feels fine and far away from it.
Run from me, darling. Run, my good wife. Run from me, darling. You better run for your life. Run from me, baby. Run, my good wife. Run from me, baby. You better run for your life. And each time I see you, I contemplate what I love most of all, your swinging gaze. Run from me, darling. Run, my good wife. Run from me, darling. You better run for your life. Run.
Run.
Earshot 20. Number 1.
The Earshot 20.
Sitting still at number one, once again, it's Mac DeMarco. His latest is called Salad Days, and that was a track called Johnny's Odyssey. Before that, you heard Run From Me by Timber Tambor. They sit still at number two with Hot Dreams. And newly at number three, up for number six, is Chad Van Galen with Shrink Dust and a track called All Will Combine, kicking off that set.
Our top two have been sitting pretty for a while. I feel a shakeup in the horizon.
It's true. I thought that, you know, Timber Tambor might switch at some point in time, but it has not happened yet. It's been 5 or 6 weeks at this point, I think. So
they've been sticking around
the same top two, I think, for 3 weeks, which is pretty unheard of, actually. Really, you get the same number one for a long time, but usually not the same one and two. So something's gonna happen. Chad Van Galen, we'll see. I think he's got it.
You think?
I don't know. Big favorite.
He made a big, pretty big jump too. He's made some pretty big jumps on the charts. So
I'm a big fan. So
yeah.
Also, Pink Mountaintops, they're really popular.
They made a big
24 to number 4.
Yep.
So wait and see.
We will wait and kids. See. Keep your radio locked here and at the edge of your seat. That does it for this countdown. If you're just tuning in, it's the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic. And every week we count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. We do that live out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. And that's from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time every Friday. And then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. And we thank them all for airing this program. You can also find the show online at radio4all.net. That's radio4all.net. And you can podcast us on iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, thank you very much for tuning in and catching this program. And stick around because there's a lot more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback? You can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.